reached way down and pulled you out of that awful place that we were once in. The writer David said, he set our feet upon a solid rock, established our goings, gave us a reason to have a smile today, even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of all the problems that there are. If we could just go back and reflect upon when the Lord reached down and saved our dying soul, it'll give us the joy that we stand in need of. And in the Bible tonight, in the book of 1 Kings, is where we'll be reading from in the 19th chapter. And we ask that you pray for us for just a few minutes of time that it's already been said. We had a good time in the Lord this morning, and we had lost in the mist. And it would have been wonderful to see them come and get saved. And they left here lost, but we're still praying and asking God to speak to them. Because I know that when the Lord gets their attention, it'll be better than when you and I try to speak to them and try to convince them. We can only use words. The Lord uses His Spirit to get down in the heart, to the soul of the matter tonight. So let's just keep praying for them. I want to encourage you in that this evening. So 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. The Lord laid this upon our hearts this week, and we want to, and trying to decipher and seek for the Lord this morning if it would be this message this morning or the one that we brought, and He didn't take this one off our hearts, so we want to try to bring it to you tonight. And starting at the 9th verse, reading down through and including the 12th verse this evening, very familiar story about Elijah. And starting in verse 9, he says, "And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, or came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, the Lord speaking, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, a still small voice." And I'll stop reading there with that 12th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord tonight. I'd like to use for a text this evening, not when the Lord passes by, but when He speaks. But when He speaks. And that song goes right with what the Lord has laid upon our hearts. And I want to speak to us as Christians through this message as well. Has anybody ever been so down and out that you thought you was the only one that was really praying? The one that was really carrying the burden that everybody else had given up. But the Lord has still laid that burden upon your heart, and you alone was the only one that truly was praying for that need. And if you are, or if you have, you're like Elijah. Elijah was a great man of God, was he not? The Bible says that he had done many wonderful works. Just a chapter preceding this, you remember that it was Elijah that went up against the prophets of Baal and called down fire from heaven that come down and took up the bullock and the altar that was with wood that had been poured over with water. It was Elijah that prayed to God, Wayne, and God answered by fire and come down and took care of all of that. It was Elijah that, when the widow of Zarephath had nothing to eat and she was going to make a meal and her son was going to eat and die, it was Elijah that told her to make me a meal and the cruse shall never go down, neither shall the flyer go down. It was Elijah that had that much faith and that much anointing upon his life. It was Elijah that went before the king and said, it won't rain for a space of 3.5 years. The God that I serve is going to shut up the heavens and it won't rain for this space of time. It was the same Elijah that when he come to a woman whose son was dead, no life in him whatsoever, that laid himself upon that son 3 times and prayed unto God, to God, to restore life to that young man. And know what happened? that young man got up, and the mother said, "I know that thou art a prophet. I know that you're a man of God," is what she said unto him. But the same Elijah in this chapter, after that he had prayed and the fire come down, there was a woman that by the name of Jezebel that said in the first verse or the second verse of the same chapter, sent a messenger unto Elijah and said unto him, "Let the gods do to me and more also if I not make thy life as one life of one of them by tomorrow about this time, because the prophets of Baal have been slain." She said, "I'm going to make you just like one of them. Everything I have," if I can paraphrase this, she said, "I'm going to put it against you to make sure that you go in the ground just like these prophets did." And this great man of God became afraid of his life. And he began to look around him, and he said, and he said this in two different or three different passages of Scripture in this 18th or 19th chapter. He says it in verse 10 and then also down in verse 14, that where he was saying that I'm the only one that is left. All the others, they've thrown down the altars and slain the prophets with the sword, and I'm the only one, and they seek my life to take it away. He was having a pity party for himself. And I want to encourage us as God's people that sometimes we can go to church on Sunday and have great services where we feel like we're up on the mountain. And as Tom Metcalf used to say, that we could go bear hunting with a switch. But when the devil comes against us Monday, we lose, we're deflated. We lose that power, that strength, and we begin to listen to what the devil says. But the Lord told Elijah, in fact, it was not just all of this, but you remember that as well in the sixth verse, the Lord took him in where he was at, and the Lord brought him a cake and a cruse of water. And he put it there, and the Bible says that he went on the strength of that for 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord has done great things through this man, and he has seen great things happen, and we've seen great things happen, but there's times that we all have go through a spell to where we think that nobody really cares about me. Anybody ever felt like that? I'm the only one. Nobody cares about my people like I do, and sometimes even as a pastor, I look around and I think we're the only church left that's really preaching the gospel. Not because of me, but because of the church. If I tried to bring anything but the gospel, I believe that you throw me out. But you know, sometimes we feel like we're the only church that's really trying to get people saved. And we ought to reflect back on, learn from Elijah that God has got others. We may not see it, we may not know about it, but folks, he is not just dependent upon us. He's got others out there that are trying to get souls saved as well. But look what happened when Elijah went and did what the Lord told him. He told him to go and stand before the cave and lodge there. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said, "What doest thou here?" And he said, "Go forth and stand on the mount before the Lord." Go out there and stand and watch what the Lord can do. He was trying to encourage Elijah, no doubt, to show him that instead of fearing for this woman and the prophets of Baal, you ought to remember who I am and what I can do. And I don't know if you've ever caught this before in the reading of this scripture, but in verse 11, it says that he went by and he went and told him to stand up on the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. When the Lord passed by, there was a great and strong wind that came. And it took and rent the mountain and break it in pieces, the rocks before the Lord. Just because the Lord passed by, the mountain fell. Can I preach it like that? Is that not what the scripture says? The Lord passed by and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But it was not the Lord speaking to Elijah in that wind. If I could paraphrase it like that tonight. And after that, there was an earthquake. But it was not the Lord that was speaking to Elijah in the earthquake. When the Lord moves, folks, great things can happen. There was a strong and mighty wind, and there was an earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire. Just because the Lord passed by. And I thought about this, and the Lord laid it upon my heart this way. We all have seen the Lord pass by in many different services. Has anybody ever seen the Lord move in the midst of the service? And you wonder, how in the world can people sit there that's lost and undone, seeing the Lord move? And people say, well, they can't see the Lord because they're not saved. You can see the effects of the Lord working in the midst of the house of God, whether you're saved or lost. And the Lord passed by and all these great things happened, but it was not through these great things that the Lord was speaking to Elijah. But then after the fire come, the Bible says that there was a still, small voice. And look what happened. He did not hear anything in the wind. He did not hear anything in earthquake. He did not hear anything in the fire. But when there was a still, small voice that spoke, verse 13 says, it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in a mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said again, what doest thou here, Elijah? That still small voice is what got Elijah's attention. Church tonight, it's not how much noise we make. It's not how high we jump or how loud we shout that means that God is in the house. It's sometimes I wonder if folks don't get caught up in the emotions and get caught up in the showing. And I love amen. I love to see people shouting. Don't get me wrong. But folks, I'd rather feel the presence of the Lord through the still small voice speaking to me and my people than I had to have the greatest crowd and people shouting and hollering all over the place and God not be in it. In fact, that's what's got the church in so much trouble. Too much noise and not enough presence of God. Yeah. And you say, well, Pastor, which way do you want it? I want God to be able to speak and people to be able to enjoy when God speaks to them. And people say, does God speak to Christians as well as lost people? He speaks to all that will listen to His voice. And when God speaks, it's better than shouting on the hills. It's better than the amen. Sometimes then people walk away from our services, and no doubt you think like I do sometimes, that did anybody really get what the message was about or what the songs was about? But then I can reflect back and I see that one that was wiping the tear from his or her face, and I think, Lord, I'm thankful that the church may have been quiet, but the Lord was working in those hearts that He needed to work in today. It's not always that when we have a shouting time, that's not the only time that God is working. I believe He lets us as God's people shout and rejoice to reflect on what God has done for us. But there's a time to be still and let God just speak to our people. And you say, I'm conflicted by the message. What are we supposed to do? And the answer to that is, the Bible says, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. That we can follow the Spirit of God and act. I didn't come to tell us not to be loud and say amen and shout and praise the Lord when He lays it up on our hearts. I come to say that we ought to be seeking for that still small voice more than anything else. Because when God passes by, things are going to happen just by God showing up. But when God begins to speak to people, one over here or one over here, as He searches out the hearts. Folks, you don't have to have a long prayer request. God knows what you need. He knows what's upon your heart. And when He comes by and speaks to us, folks, it is something that we can see everything else happen. But isn't it an honor tonight, church, when God stops just to speak to us? Of all the people there are in this world and all the things that there is that's going wrong and all the things that need God's attention, and God takes time just to come by and speak with me. What an honor tonight. What an honor. And the Bible says that, again, Elijah, even after the Lord moved and he saw all these things happen, and the Lord come and spoke to him in a still small voice, and that's what Elijah heard. See, there's a lot of things that happens in the house of God that's not of God. There's a lot of things that's done in the name of God that's not of God. We need, as the Bible says, we need to try the spirits to make sure that what we're doing, I'm afraid to raise my hand if it's not God that's moving me to do so. People say, why are you afraid to do so? Because the Spirit of God is easily offended. And what we can do instead of trying to help the Lord, folks, let me put it like this. God doesn't need my help. He can get the job done. He's God. But we need God's help. That's why I pray, Lord, speak to our people. You know every heart. Speak to those hearts that need your attention and give them according to your will. And Elijah, even after all of this, he still said, but I'm the only one that's left. He was praying. If I can go back to the fourth and fifth verse, he was praying for God. He went and sat underneath a juniper tree and asked God to take his life. He said, and no doubt he was thinking that instead of letting this Jezebel take my life, Lord, why don't you just take my life and end it because I am no better than what my father's was. But when he saw what said all of that, the Lord sent an angel to touch him and to bring him that food and that water that he sustained him for 40 days and 40 nights. Sometimes, folks, we think that this is the end of it, that there's nothing more that I can do. Elijah was a great man of God, and he probably thought, I'm at the end of the road. I can't do anything else because of all this hindrance that's coming against me. I want to encourage tonight the church in this, that no matter what the devil has brought against us, let's keep on praying. Let's keep on singing, and let's keep on praising the Lord, because the devil is not able to stop the Lord. If we will continue to present him high, he will show up, and just by being in the crowd, we'll see God move. But when he begins to speak to us, what a wonderful presence it is. You see, I can look over the congregation, and when God speaks to you, sometimes, has anybody ever tried to hide the fact that God's speaking to you? Some people say, what does he mean? I remember many times God would speak to my heart, Brother Bill, and I knew I should have go and pray, or I should have went and repented, and I would sit there and act like everything was right with me. But I knew it was God that was speaking to me. Because, you see, I could see God moving the rest of the church. Can I preach it to you like this? It's good to see the church moving this power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. But folks, unless God speaks to you, you're just watching the show. Amen? You're just watching the show. But when God speaks to you, you know what he does? He inserts you in the lineup. If I can use it like this, it's like going to a ball game. All you're doing is sitting there watching everybody else. But when God speaks to you, he says, I need you in the game. I need you to be a part of it. When he speaks to us, our spirits is overwhelmed. And we don't know which way to act because God has spoken to us. But the Bible says that after Elijah saw all this and the Lord began to speak to him, he said unto Elijah, he says, it shall come to pass that you will escape the sword of Hazael the Jehu, that Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elijah slay. He's saying, I've got more work for you to do. Can I put this in for good measure? Children of God, there's never a place, as long as we're on this side of eternity, there's never a place that God cannot use us to perform his work when we allow him to do so. When we allow him to do so. And God went on to tell him, he said, you're not the only one. I've got 7,000 in Israel. That all the knees have not bowed unto Baal and every mouth which have not kissed him. He said, you're not the only one. If I can preach it as I come to a close tonight, he's saying, I've got more work for you to do. Stop having pity upon yourself. Get up and get ready because there's more work that needs to be done. Church tonight, we have got more work to do. But it's not just when God passes by. It's when God speaks that we can see great things happen in our individual lives and in our group lives, all of us together. When God speaks, we can see, people say, well, he's restricted to just speaking to one or two. He can start at the front row and go all the way to the back row and speak to every one of us what it is that we have need of. If we would just get up and follow the Lord. Sometimes we come to church, and I come to encourage you tonight, but sometimes we come to church and we think we're the only ones. We think about everything that's happened this past week, what's going to be happening next week. And it's easy, even if Elijah could get down and depressed, if I can use that term tonight, it's easy for us to see why we get down and depressed. But you know what God was telling Elijah? There's no time for us to sit down and say, I'm the only one, and the circumstance isn't going to get any better. It's only getting worse. What we ought to do is have faith and confidence in God that if He would just speak to our people that are lost, we would see great things happen in their lives. And I'll throw this in for good measure. I have no scripture to back it up. But sometimes we say when God speaks, great things happen, and that's true. But according to this scripture tonight, when God just passes by, great things happen. And I thought about this week, and maybe this will bless you like it did me. When the children of Israel were standing there at the Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh's army behind them, they were all grumbling. They were like Elijah. They was grumbling and said, all these great things we've seen God do. Now here He has. He's brought us out here in the wilderness to die. And Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I've often thought in times past that God just spoke and the waters parted. You know what I think tonight? I think God just passed by. He has never went anywhere that He asked us to go out front. You remember when they went through the River Jordan, what did He tell the Levites to do? He said, you take the ark and you put it out front, right? God passed by before them. Before they got in the water, God, through the ark, went first. I think when tonight, and God laid this upon my heart, it may not mean anything at all to you, but it blessed me, that when they got there to the Red Sea, God just walked in front of them. And the Red Sea parted. And they went through on dry ground. Folks, there's nothing that you and I go through that if God goes in front of us, that He cannot destroy the enemy that has come against us. There's no road that is so rough that the devil has made that God cannot smooth it out. There's nothing in our lives, like Elijah found out, that there's nothing the devil can do that will take away what God is able to do for us if we'll just continue to hold to Him and trust in His name. Don't always look where God's moving. Seek for that still small voice to speak to your heart. Because when He speaks to you, He will give you the direction that you have need of more so than anybody else can ever do for you. Elijah said, I'm here all by myself and I'm ready to die. The Lord said, I've got a show I want you to see. He passed, the wind passed by. God passed by and the wind come. It broke the mountain and the rocks into pieces. God passed by, and here come the earthquake, and it shook the very essence of where He was at in that cave. God passed by, and here come fire. But through all three of those, it was not the Lord speaking to Elijah that he needed to see. See, you and I grew up in church all the time. I have been to churches and seen some great shows that God has put on. Anybody else know what I'm talking about? You see God work in the midst of the church, and you look at everything that's going on, and you said, it had to be the Lord. It had to be the Lord. But when you're there and God speaks to you, put you in to that orchestration that He has put together, what a great joy it is that your spirits are lifted. You're so high that you could go against Jezebel and the prophets of Baal. But as soon as we come back down to earth, the devil's there to put fear. He'll put doubt. He'll tell you that your people aren't going to get right. Those that's away from God, he'll tell you that your people that are lost aren't going to get saved. He'll tell you that there's nothing to look forward to tomorrow because it's going to be just like today when God is saying, let me pass by and let me speak to you and you will see what I am able to do. Tonight, I pray that this has been a help to somebody. That you will see that the God that's done great things for you in the past, He's able to do even greater things for you in the future. And Elijah, this was not the end of his life. This was not the end of his work. He still had work to do. You remember the next chapter, he was going by and he saw a man out plowing. And he took his mantle and he put it upon him and said, you come and follow me. I need you to go with me.
And he went with Elisha, and they did many great works after this. Folks, God's got many, many wonderful works for us to do before our time comes to an end. And when our time comes to an end, it'll be time for us to stack arms on the battlefield, because we'll not fight anymore where we're going. And folks, look at this. When we get to where we're going as God's people, we're going to see the Lord move in the midst of that kingdom. And we're going to hear Him speak. And people say, well, does He still speak with a still small voice? Folks, every one of us knows the voice of God. We all know that voice. I've often said it like this in our testifying. When the Lord spoke to me, I did not have to get up and go find mom and dad and ask, who is this that's speaking to me? After I got saved and God called me to preach, I felt like Samuel. You remember Samuel, the Lord spoke to him and he went to Eli and he thought it was Eli that was calling for him. And finally Eli caught on after the second time and he said, go down and lay down, and next time you hear that voice, say, Lord, it is I. Lord, it's me. And the next time he comes, that still small voice spoke to him. And Samuel said that, and God told him what it was that he was going to do for him. See, when we listen to God, God will take us to places that we never dreamed of. God will give us things that we could only hope for. God will save us and give us life eternal that we cannot get unless he brings it to us. Robin and Sharon, get us a song of invitation. That's enough preaching tonight. When God not just passes by, but when God speaks to us, is when we can see great things happen. I have been in services before and seen God move in the midst of them, but God did not speak to me. And people say, well, why didn't God speak to you? I have to confess that it was my fault. Because anytime we're away from God, folks, we're in a dangerous place. We're out there by ourselves. And I would see God blessing everybody else, and I would want what everybody else was getting, but I was away from God. Tonight, you may be away from Him. You see God moving. You see how He's working in the church. You see how He's working in lives. Maybe it's been a while since you felt and heard that still small voice. And you tonight, that you don't want to be out there and see everybody else, watching everybody else see God move and the power and know that God is speaking to them, but you want to have that relationship again with God. I ask you tonight, while they sing a verse of a song and we stand as a congregation, I ask you to come and ask God to restore that joy back to your heart, to speak to you. Because when He speaks to you, that's when your heart is able to get right. Would you make that step tonight to where you want to see God move in the midst of your home, in the midst of the church, in the midst of your life? Would you make that step? Anybody at all tonight? You'd like to be like Elijah, with the help of the Lord, do great things. But then the devil comes and tries to knock you off your feet. Tries to take away your joy. Tries to deprive you of your song. I ask you to just listen to the voice of God. Listen to Him. Talk to Him like the prophet did and say, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Everybody else can give you their opinion, try to give you their direction, but there's nothing like when the Lord speaks to you. I now repent. Lord, I need you to speak to me yet another time. Yes, come on home tonight. Help them sing this chorus, church. Yes. Come home. When the Lord passed by, great things happened. Great things happened. But Elisha, seeing those things happen, did not give him the comfort and advice, the spiritual uplifting that he needed. It was only when God spoke to him in a still small voice that he got up and moved. Amen. I pray that you got something from the Word tonight. We can see God move and see the things that follow where He has been. But there's nothing like. You know, I can look at this world and see how God made such a beautiful place. And the devil's come along and everything good God made, the devil's tried to destroy it. I can see all of the mountains, I can see the ocean, and I can see all the splendor that's in there. But folks, none of that does me any good compared to when God speaks to my soul, speaks to my heart. Sometimes I can't hardly contain myself. I just want to sometimes just try to get a running start. And sometimes even I can't wait to get to church to tell y'all about my visit with the Lord. Anybody else excited when the Lord stops by your house? Isn't it better than seeing anything else that there is in this life? It's when the Lord stops by. You know, I thought about some of you tonight. As the Lord laid this upon my heart, I thought about some of you that the Lord didn't take you and shake you to show you what He was trying to get your attention to. But our Sunday school teacher even made mention of it this morning in Sunday school. Times when that still, small voice come by and talk with you. People say, did you hear it with an audible ear? No, it was when the Lord spoke to our heart. Yeah. People say, well, I thought He only talked to you at the times of salvation. No, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus that will come and talk to you. He'll be your best friend if you allow Him to be so. And come and give you all kinds of advice that you know is true. And He'll help us today if we will just listen to Him. God bless you tonight. I pray that you will leave here tonight inspired and ready to go to work for the Lord and listen for that still small voice. And don't get me wrong, as I said in the message, I don't mean that we ought not shout and rejoice. I do believe that there's a time for us to shout and rejoice. But there's a time for us to be still and just listen to what God has to say to us. Because it's not he or she that shouts the loudest and runs the fastest that is of God. It's those that move when God tells them to move that can see great things happen. God bless you. I hope you have a great week. Enjoy the rain. But it is going to be warm. People say, well, I've never seen anybody so excited about rain. I'm thankful it's not snow. And it's going to be warmer. It might only be for a few days, Bill, but it's going to be warmer. So we're going to enjoy what the Lord has given to us. Remember our service on Wednesday night. Remember these that are sick and pray for Brother Jim's brother, that God would be with that family. And also remember Sister Colleen, for Harold that needs our prayers tonight. So many that just need a touch from the Lord. And we just need to pray for them. Anybody got anything on your heart before we close?